Once again, good morning to you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is a day that God has given unto us, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it in the name of Jesus. A special welcome to those who are listening to us online, those who are watching this. I believe that even as God is walking in us here today in church, he's also walking with you where you are also in the name of Jesus. December in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Redemption Chapel, is the month of consolidation. And when we're talking about consolidation, we are simply saying that we have been in 11 months of this year, and God has been speaking to us every month. But this time around, we want to put everything together in a proper fashion. Now, first of all, what does consolidation mean? Consolidation is an action or a process of combining several things together to a single whole effective or a single effective whole. Several things, processes brought together to one effective whole. So being December 2017 and coming to the end of this year and the eve of the new year, we're called by God to consolidate everything that we have heard, we have learned about him, into one effective whole. I would like to turn your Bibles with me, if you may, to the book of Matthew chapter 7. I'll read to you from verse 17 to 27. Matthew 7, from verse 17 to 27. And I read, even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth an evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bring not forth good fruit is hewed down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Verse 21 says, not everyone, take note, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22 says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Verse 23, then I will say, or I will prophesy unto them, or profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Verse 24, therefore, whosoever heareth this saying of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not. For it was founded upon a rock. Verse 26 says, for everyone that heareth the saying of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. I now said, and the rain, the same thing, descended, and the flood came, and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts in Jesus' name. There are a few things I want to highlight to you in the scripture that we've read, which will form the bedrock of what we'll be talking about in this December, in this church, the month of consolidation. Number one thing that you'll notice in the scripture is that the fruit that is produced by a tree is as a result of the consolidation of everything that has happened to that tree. We're talking about the soil. We're talking about the moisture. We're talking about the sunlight. We're talking about the weeding. We're talking about everything that has happened to that tree. The fruit is as a result of the combination of processes for seeing that tree grow. Number two, between verse 21 and 23, a few things are noticed in there, and they seem a little bit scary, but at the same time, they're eternal truth. Number one, that you know about him is not the same thing as you know him. That you know about Jesus does not translate to mean that you know him. That you're able to call and acknowledge him as Lord does not mean you have a relationship with him. That you know about President Trump does not necessarily translate to mean you know him. The question is this. It's not everyone that calls him Lord, Lord, Jesus said, that will enter into the kingdom. Number three, you may know the work of the Lord, and you may not know the Lord of the work. Let me take that again. You may know the work of the Lord, and you may not know the Lord of the work. Am I making sense? That you know the work of the Lord does not translate to mean you know the Lord of the work. Prophesying, casting out demons, and doing good works happen to be the work of the Lord. But it does not translate or qualify you to get into the kingdom of heaven. In other words, it's not an experience. That you do those things does not mean that you will experience what heaven has for you. That you do this thing might be beneficial to others, but it does not mean you yourself have a relationship with him. So Jesus said, some will come to him and say, in your name, we prophesied, we cast out demons, we did good works. What do you mean you do not know us? So in other words, Jesus was making a statement here that it is possible for you to do the work of the Lord without having a relationship with the Lord of the work. Too many are interested in the dazzle, the razzmatazz of saying, I am this, I am that in the Lord, when inside you have no true relationship. The last thing I notice in here is that hearing and doing what you heard from him, hearing and doing what you heard from him is not the same thing as doing what you heard about him. There's a need for you to understand that everyone that hears this saying of mine, it still comes back to the whole concept of relationship. It's hearing from him, not of him, from him directly that will make a difference for you. It is hearing from him directly that will bring about a growth for you. Hearing about him from somebody else is that person's experience. But when you come to the point of hearing from him directly, it makes a lot of difference. We all started out by hearing about him. But the end goal is for you to hear from him directly. The whole idea of the Holy Spirit is with us that we end up crying, Abba, Father, unto him. It's a process that brings us to the point of hearing from him. The question I ask you this morning, in consolidating everything you've had, do you have a relationship with him? Are you aware that you know about him is not the same thing as knowing him? Are you aware that doing the work of the Lord does not mean you know the Lord of the work? Are you aware that hearing and doing what he says directly to you, not what I said, not what somebody else said, not what any other person said, but you hearing directly from him is important? Have you thought about developing a personal relationship with him? Now, since the word of God, once that proceeds out of his mouth, cannot return to him void, but it will accomplish everything that he has said it will do, I want you to understand this, my dear brothers and sisters. His word concerning you is not going back to him empty. It will locate you. It will do that which he has said it will do indeed in Jesus' name. You don't believe that, do you? But I guarantee you, God's word cannot go back to him empty. It has gone out of his mouth. It will accomplish what it needs to accomplish. And it will be accomplished in your life in Jesus' name. Therefore, I say unto you, my brothers and my sisters, for every instant in time that you were robbed of the benefit of word of Christ in your life due to your lack of understanding, I've come to say to you, that word will be restored into your life in Jesus' name. Amen. It will come back to you. Not only will you recognize it, you will embrace it and accept it as your own indeed in the name of Jesus. Amen. For everyone who is here this morning, who's living on old testimonies, in other words, you've not had any fresh testimony in a while, you're living on old glory, you've not experienced anything new of the Lord presently. Even when you're talking about what happened many years ago that the Lord has done for you, and the question is, what has God done for you lately? Because you're here today, and it's the month of consolidation, you shall begin to experience new testimonies in your life in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's restoration coming your way. Amen. Because it's the season of consolidation. Now, for everyone, there are a few of us, but for everyone who is choked up presently with every wind of doctrine, today is the message of prosperity. Tomorrow you're hearing about demons and every strange thing. Day after tomorrow is like fight for your right from your enemy and all kind of strange things. But somehow in this year, you're hearing the gospel that Jesus preached. And you're asking yourself the question, but how did Jesus relate with the people at that time? What was his conduct with those who we call sinners? Who did Jesus relate with? How did he relate with them? But what you're hearing does not match up with what you are reading. Even though you are growing, but there's so much thing coming against you. The good thing is this. Within you, you are beginning to question everything you see around you. It's a good thing. Because suddenly, the deep is beginning to call the deep. The word of God is coming to you in a new way, that you're seeing something new in it. You're beginning to recognize that God is a God of love, not a God that is interested in anybody's destruction or judgment. Suddenly, you're realizing that the word of God is meant to liberate you and not to limit you. I've come to say to you, every plant which the Lord has not planted in you in your relationship with him shall be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, will you hear? you will hear in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will understand in Jesus' name.
Amen.
With patience and endurance, you will know and recognize the Lord in your life in Jesus' name.
Amen.
As you make an attempt to be still and let God be God, God will move on your behalf in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because it is written, God is your refuge. God is your strength, the very present help in times of trouble. You will find God.
Amen.
Because God knows exactly where you are.
Amen.
He will make all things beautiful in his own time concerning you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your prayer will change. For you will understand when God says, bless them that curse you. You will not return curses on those who curse you. But rather you will bless them instead. When he says, love your enemies. You will love not just your friends, but your enemies. You will show love unto them. You will do good to them that hate you. And you will pray the prayer of mercy and grace upon those who persecute you and despitefully use you. If your prayer has been of late, judge all those who judge me, O Lord. Vengeance is yours. You are making a mistake because Jesus never prayed that kind of prayer. Jesus prayed the prayer when they were tormenting him, laughing at him, stabbing him. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. Simply because he understood what he was standing for. From today, let's just begin the process of consolidation. Jesus said in Matthew 7:23, he said, and then I will profess to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye who walk iniquity. Iniquity means sin. Iniquity means wicked ways. Iniquity means trying to do something that will make the life of the other person miserable. So Jesus is saying here that you say and wear the label of Christianity. It's not just a label, it's a way of life. And that way of life is for you to understand that you're a gift to the world. Jesus has not come to the world to judge the world, but rather through him, the world might be saved. You are not a judge. Rather, you're a savior, pleading God's mercy on others and doing things to see to them that their life improves. This morning, we're going to pray. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24. Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24 says, search me, O God. Know my heart. Test me, that is, try me, and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way, any iniquity in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. The prayer we're praying this morning is very simple. If you can, I pray this prayer for myself, and I hope you'll be able to pray. I'm not saying that my thoughts is perfect. I'm not saying that my ways are fantastic. But one thing I know for sure is that God's ways are the best ways. So for you to say, examine me, O God, and know my mind, is an opportunity for you to come to God and say, God, I'm not saying I'm perfect or imperfect. I'm just saying, just come and examine me and know what's on my mind. He said, test me and discover my thoughts. That's in verse 33, right? Not only am I asking that, Lord, examine me and know what's my heart. He said, test me, try me and know my thoughts. Have a discussion with my thoughts. What kind of thoughts am I having? What am I thinking of myself, of that person that you're not thinking? Try my thoughts. And now I want him to say, find out, in verse 24, if there be any evil in me, and guide me in the everlasting way. I don't know if anybody's willing to pray this kind of prayer in this month of consolidation. Because I'm willing to ask the Lord. I don't want to know the work of the Lord without knowing the Lord of the work. I'm not so interested in walking around believing that I am doing what you want me to do, and yet I do not know you. I don't want to know about you from somebody else, but I want to know you by myself. My mantra this year has been, know the Lord. And I hope you know him. It's not what some prophet or some pastor told you about him, but you yourself, you've discovered him. The reason why we moved into the whole movement from about August, say, go back to the gospel, is because God is saying, if you don't know me, you will not understand me. I'm not talking about what Moses said. I'm not talking about what Paul said, but what Jesus himself said. Those people were speaking based on their own relationship with him. How about you? How about you getting your own revelation directly? Jesus said, upon this revelation, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall not prevail. I'm talking about not the building, but you being able to exercise full dominion at home, at work, and at play. Being able to go about doing good wherever you find yourself, that men and women will see you and give thanks to God, for a son of God has been manifested. Being able to know how to function like Jesus functioned in the midst of everyone. So this morning, like I said, the prayer is simple. If you can join me in prayer this morning. And the first prayer is as simple as this. Examine me, O Lord, and know my mind. Is anybody willing to pray this morning? Is anybody saying, you know what? If there's going to be any judgment, I want to judge myself first. Is what I have that I can give? A tree is known by the fruits. What am I giving out? In your own eyes, it's fantastic, but in the eyes of God, it might not be. You might have all the razzmatazz of being able to prophesy and quote every scripture in the Bible. You might have the power of casting out demons, seeing wickedness in people and casting it out. Good job. You might have all the things that present your back to be beaten up and do acts of faith. Great. But if God says it's a work of iniquity, don't you think there's a danger in that? So this morning, if you care, I want you to join me in prayer. And if you're not any of this, pray for those of us that want to pray that God should examine us. I know some might be perfect, have no issue with God. I have an issue because I need to be better than I am today. So I want to bow down your heads. You could shut your eyes, forget about every other person, and pray for yourself. And if it's not for you, then pray for me, Olukemi Onigbanjo, because I need someone to pray for me too.